These walls are the colors that I Happy Monday, you guys. Aren't we so happy to be back into a new week? This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
How's it going over there?
Fabulous.
So, real quick question. Did you spend some time out in public with an ex this weekend?
No, oddly, I didn't. But you know who did?
Well, I do. But who?
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, apparently, supposedly.
I'm just going to start this with, I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night.
So, it's funny that you say that because, of course, as we left the shoe on Friday, we were given a heads up, courtesy of the tabloids, at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. So, literally right as our show ended on Friday, the headline appeared on page 6, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck hang out after A-Rod split. And I thought, this is interesting because I'm having deja vu. Why? Because the last we had an update of any significance around Jennifer Lopez and her previous partner, fiance, whatever you want to call him, Alex Rodriguez, the previous update originated on a Friday afternoon as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, Jennifer Lopez and another man hanging out and we're being alerted
at 4 o'clock on a Friday?
Friday afternoon, yet again. I mean, clearly the timing was dedicated to our show.
Obviously.
Because they didn't want us to cover the story.
It's so obvious.
Because
they knew we would know.
Because we would know what's what, because we always know how to go deep in the shallow, do we not?
That's true.
Okay. Lori and Julia have any comments? Did they see this?
Yes, so okay. Lori and Julia saw this because this story about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez hanging out broke during their show.
Yeah.
Lori's conclusion was, they're totally doing it.
Oh, no.
Well, of course, that would be a Lori conclusion.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Here's what I will say about that. Well, she's thinking what they want her to think.
Yeah, certainly. And what do we always say? So, okay, let's just back this up, break this down for listeners, right? Like, whenever we see big name celebrities hanging out and headlines are coming out of places like Page Six, tabloids, etc., we've got to stop and think. We should really create like a, you know, an airplane emergency exit chart that's laminated that we can put in front of the seat pockets in front of passengers on our show.
I have the laminator, so we're good.
Thank you. Please do. Because whenever we are confronted with stories like this, instead of gut reacting like, oh, of course they're doing it because they're sexy people with doing sexy things. Sure, in the drama that is the world of reality television, that would make a great storyline, would it not? But we have to actually take a look at what we see and then sort of peek back behind the curtain. So let's do that. So we've got Jennifer Lopez recently out of a publicationship. Ben Affleck, oh my God, also
recently out of a publicationship.
And then you have these two who were previously in
a publicationship
showing up in tabloids together. Colleen has her hand raised.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I want the listener to also go on this journey with us.
Yeah.
Can you please explain the pictorial, the provided pictures
show
us that the two of them were together? This is important.
It's so eye-rolly because it requires a Hercule Poirot of tabloid trash to sift through the details to come to a conclusion. So they actually are making the audience do work, or I should say they're not just showing up together at the Starbucks. What had happened was we were treated to a series of photos that implied that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were together because her car is seen. She's seen in a car, right?
Mm-hmm. A car.
A white Escalade, okay. SUV. And there was a picture referencing her from like days before, a day before. But then they also have a photo because, of course, tabloids do, you know, they just happen upon the right photos of
weird
exactly
how
what's necessary to tell the story.
Weird how that works.
Ben Affleck getting out of that white Escalade SUV, exiting what is believed to be Jennifer Lopez's vehicle with a duffel bag. Or a backpack, I should say.
Oh, like an overnight bag. Like, he's going to have a sleepover.
Yeah, like he, again.
Right.
They're doing it. That's what they want you to think. So he was spotted multiple times coming and froing, toing and froing from Jennifer Lopez's house. And so, of course, tabloids are picking up the crumbs from the crumb trail and saying, aha, these two are together.
Is it possible he's just borrowing her car? So we don't have pictures of the two of them in the same space together.
Not when this story came out on Friday, and I've since not seen anything. So no, this is again a mystery.
Okay.
But I think it's so ingenious because what they're doing is they're not making it easy, because that would be too easy, because we'd all say, well, you just want attention.
Right.
But this is like, oh, you just happened to notice and you did the math that we've been hanging out behind the scenes. We're not overtly telling you, but you, oh, clever tabloids, figured this out. So that's what we call in the business plausible deniability.
Also, just to be very clear, what's her name or his? Carlos Greer at Page Six did not just receive on his desk the picture of Ben Affleck with his duffel bag getting out of the Escalade. He was also provided with some extra assistance because they're telling the exact story they want told. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. Right. Absolutely. There's a source that's backing up the photos.
Right.
So according to the source, security picks him, Ben Affleck, up at a nearby location.
Oh.
And drops him off after they spend a few hours together at her house.
Okay.
So again, pictures tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
Source, further details. Conclusion, they're hanging out. But, you know, you've got all these lorries running around who are now like, they're doing it. They're doing it. Why? Because we've been primed with their previous publicationship, Bennifer 1.0. And we had this whole side discussion in the preparation of this show today, like going down memory lane of like, were they the original Bennifer? Was it Jennifer Garner? And, you know, and then we did this whole side thing about Jennifer Brad and Angelina and who came first. Turns out it was Ben and Jen.
Yep.
And they were Bennifer 1.0. So this is like, this is totally, totally, totally primed to get the audience's attention, is it not?
Right. And that's what they want, obviously. It's so obvious, is the audience's attention. And we are playing right into their hands with this storyline. I just want to take it a step further, right? Because it's not always just the two people in the publicationship or in the infancy of a publicationship. It is also the people who they used to be in a publicationship or a relationship with. In this case, Jennifer Garner will also benefit from this story. Headline from ET, Entertainment Tonight.
It's a real good show.
How Jennifer Garner is reacting to Ben Affleck spending time with Jennifer Lopez, would you like to know?
Well, of course.
A source tells Entertainment Tonight, it's a real good show, quote, Jen isn't bothered by Ben hanging out with J-Lo or anyone else. She wants the best for Ben. What matters most to her is Ben being a great dad. They've been in a good groove when it comes to co-parenting for a while, and their kids' happiness is Jen's main priority. So in other words, Ben might be doing it with Jen, and it's okay with Jen.
Yeah. I mean, this is clearly just an opportunity for Jennifer Garner
to hop on the story,
to get to get some headlines out of this. I did want to double back really quickly just because I want to tie up the Jennifer Garner, the J-Lo and Ben Affleck story. So we had these two on Friday afternoon, allegedly, supposedly sharing time and space together for 3 hours. So people spent a good portion of the weekend, I'm sure, Lori included, assuming that they were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, because of the way this story was told, again, we're sort of alluding to it. We're not coming out and saying it directly. We're showing it through a source and through these candid photos that a paparazzo just happened to gather. Well, then TMZ, of course, and this is important because of whenever we see tabloid headlines, we have to ask the question, where is this coming from? And like, what, who benefits from the story, right? So TMZ, a lot of times, is known for
taking the story directly from the horse's mouth, that would be the celebrities, and running with it.
Exactly. Well, there was a headline yesterday from TMZ. So to clear up any confusion, you guys, I know we've let you speculate for the whole weekend about what's really going on. Jennifer Lopez is just hanging out with Ben, but they're not hooking up, you guys. So let's go over to TMZ and find out what they have to say. You know, yeah, they've spent time together because you can see those photos. But that doesn't mean they're doing it. Even though we led you to believe they were totally doing it, you guys. They're not, because TMZ, we're a source, right? Like, we're told that these guys are just strictly friends. I mean, they've been friends for a long time. You know, they had a difficult breakup. And I don't know if you've noticed, but Jen, that's J-Lo, she kind of likes to stay friends mostly with the guys that she's been with, unless she doesn't. But, you know, totally things could be rekindled at some point, but not now. So what does that tell us, Colleen?
It tells us that she wants us to keep hoping that they're hooking up, and that Jennifer Lopez doesn't want to have anything to do with that story. But can I point something else out?
Yeah.
That, okay, this pump has been primed for over a month.
Oh, yeah.
Because I will draw your attention back to, I believe it was a Vanity Fair article that we talked about on this very show about a month ago, about, you'll remember this, everybody's opinions about Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah. And Ben Affleck's opinion was chief among them,
and
was it not?
I just want to say the talk around the fact that Ben Affleck weighed in on what a wonderful, exacting, talented person Jennifer Lopez is. I would just say the buzz that got may have tipped the two of them off to the fact that a sight of the two of them hanging out together would get tongues wagging in such a way.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, again, I think everything these two are, and I would imagine most of it's planted by the J-Lo side of the equation. Mm-hmm. But again, Ben Affleck, just for reminders, was totally engaged in a full-fledged publicationship until about 5 minutes ago. So these two are completely complicit in this behavior. They know exactly what they're doing. So even though your instinct is to first rush into one direction, they're doing that. Stop.
Hit the pause button.
Think and listen to Colleen and Bradley.
Thank you.
Well, now Jennifer Lopez is singing Sweet Caroline. And it's now they're linking that it's a Red Sox anthem. And Ben Affleck is a fan of the Red Sox. This is exclusively on Page Six, by the way.
Of course.
Yeah.
No.
Jennifer Lopez was singing at something called Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world.
Yeah, that was a big concert this weekend,
right? Yeah, it was a big concert over the weekend. And then Ben Affleck appeared in a segment immediately following her performance.
Oh, you guys.
Oh!
The seeds are planted. The seeds are planted. Stop, think,
and listen to Colleen and Bradley.
Yeah.
You don't even need to think. We will do that for you.
Yeah, just so stop.
Just stop and listen.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.